and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King in Orlando, and we have breaking news about an NFL Hall of Famer once described in a league documentary this way.
Considered by most experts as the greatest fullback ever to play the game.
Late word that Cleveland Browns great Jim Brown has died, according to family members.
Jim Brown's wife, Monique, said on Twitter that her husband died last night at their home in Los Angeles. Brown was an unstoppable running back who retired at the peak of his brilliant career to become an actor as well as a prominent civil rights advocate during the 1960s. The Hall of Famer was one of the NFL's first superstars.
Now the game is in the hands of the men. Men like Jim Brown, the greatest running back of all time.
Jim Brown was 87. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
There's also late word from Boston that a federal judge has ordered 21-year-old Jack Teixeira held until his espionage trial. The National Guard member is accused of leaking classified documents that wound up on social media. There's no agreement, and for now there are no talks on resolving the budget and keeping the U.S. out of default. CBS's Nicole Killian spoke with one Republican negotiator.
These talks have hit a pause, and he would not specify how long of a pause this could be if they were going to try to pick up talks later today, tomorrow.
President Biden has told G7 leaders that the U.S. will support providing Ukraine with F-16s and other fighter jets and will back efforts to train their pilots. CBS's Willie James Inman.
The Biden administration has been concerned that supplying the jets could escalate the war, at least in the eyes of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We want to make sure that as we support Ukraine, we aren't making it worse for the Ukrainian people by having this war escalate to be exactly what Putin wants it to be and claims it to be, a war about the West versus Russia or NATO versus Russia.
The G7 leaders discussed Ukraine and announced more sanctions against Russia.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has signed major gun control legislation into law. It includes a new red flag law to try to prevent gun violence.
I know how to use these things. I understand our rights as Americans to do these things, but I refuse to allow extremists to define what responsible gun ownership looks like and to make this about the Second Amendment.
NASA's plans to return human to the moon now include a second moon landing spacecraft to be built by Blue Origin, Lockheed Martin, and Boeing. Administrator Bill Nelson.
This new lander will be built and operated according to NASA's sustaining lunar lander requirements.
SpaceX is also building one, but it has yet to fly successfully. The Dow closed down 109. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Tide Power Pods have 85% more Tide.
Who needs that much more Tide?
Well, when giving your muddy dog a bath turns into you getting a mud shower, yikes, you're gonna need more Tide.
When your wine tasting becomes a wine spilling,
yeah, you're gonna need more Tide.
Or if your favorite shirt is your kid's favorite napkin. Greg, I'm gonna need more Tide. My mom gave me that shirt.
It's a mess out there. Tide Power Pods have 85% more Tide versus Tide Pods.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The next Ruby's Pantry distribution is tomorrow, May 20th. This drive-through only event begins at 8 a.m., but you're encouraged to come early to Pitch Elementary School to get in line. For $25, you will receive approximately 70 pounds of food. You can visit the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Facebook page for more information. The Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point is looking for local artisans for their market in the park, July 1st, from noon to 5. If you're a local artisan, send in your application to be considered before June 15th. It's $35 for a 10-by-10-foot booth space. Visit StevensPoint.com for more information. Some help could be on the way to Wisconsin communities with water plagued with PFAS pollution. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee has voted to create a $125 million trust fund to deal with forever chemicals. The idea is to provide some help now until there's a long-term solution. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under clear skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. Mid-70s, Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Responsibility and gullibility. We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dominic, we made it to Friday, buddy.
Happy Friday, Crudy. Evan doing the magic on the board. Our fair audience, another week is done. Thank you for joining us.
It is the tradition around here. We air the grievances on Fridays, and you can play a part, 844-967-2789. We already gave our Monday tickets away, right?
Yes, we're done.
Or that'd be a grievance. We'd have to
right,
slap
that feels
out some
good
tickets.
To get that done with.
Dom, here's my grievance. Can I go first today? Do you
sure,
mind?
Man.
You're
yeah,
so
yeah.
selfish. Normally you would just steal all my thunder, but here is my grievance. The Republican Party, or at least the Republican voters out here in the great state of Wisconsin, they want to hurt us, Dom.
What? Come on.
They literally want to commit political violence as a means to an end. If necessary, Dom, somebody's going to have to get hurt.
Again? You're like, didn't we just see that? Is this really a surprise? I mean, we did literally, we're on air on January 6th. We watched it happen. We talked about it as it happened. So yeah, I'll take that action.
I'm not talking broadly as a party. I'm not talking some fringer, MAGA, Trump-loving people that showed up on January 6th, and I include you in that number, Derek Van Orden, but I'm talking about the broader Wisconsin electorate. There is a new survey out. Paul Fanlon over at the Cap Times. Let's start here. Let me just read. I'll let Paul set the scene. It was December 2010, and Republican Scott Walker had just been elected governor when I first wrote about resentment in Wisconsin politics. Kathy Kramer, a decorated political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, had cataloged her conversations at gas stations, coffee shops, cafes, and churches across small-town Wisconsin. There she found widespread resentment of Madison and Milwaukee. The big cities were seen as consuming too many resources, and its residents as not caring about less urban areas. That's not true. I care. I care about you. In the years since, I've wondered whether Walker and other far-right Wisconsin politicians were simply reacting shrewdly and cynically to the resentment, or if they actually created and fostered it. Divide and conquer style, Dom. The chicken or the egg question came to mind reading the results of a major recent study by UW-Madison researchers that suggests that Wisconsin Republicans, especially those who back former President Donald Trump, are far more likely than Democrats to accept the use of violence in politics. The survey found that 43%, that's nearly half of Wisconsin Republicans, who responded agreed or strongly agreed the traditional American way of life is disappearing so fast that we may have to use force to save it, compared to like 15% of Democrats, which even feels like a big number to me still.
Well, and if I just may interject, and perhaps we'll get to this question later, but the question of the traditional American way of life. I mean, talk about a loaded question. You know, if you're a billionaire or the, you know, offspring of billionaires or millionaires, that's a different traditional way of life, perhaps, than, I don't know, the African Americans that grew up under 400 years of slavery in this country. Tradition was slavery until it wasn't. You know what I'm saying? So what exactly is it? Leave It to Beaver? Is it black and white film? What is the traditional way of life? But go ahead, Curdy, please.
Well, Dom, I think Paul Fanlin endeavors to answer that question through his opinion column. He writes, similarly, 29% of Republicans agreed or strongly agreed that a time will come when patriotic Americans have to take the law into their own hands.
It's pitchforks and torches time in America.
Dominic, just 9% of Wisconsin Democrats endorse that concept. So how much has Trump enabled those views? A lot, it appears. The survey found that Republicans who strongly approved of Trump's presidency were much more likely to embrace violence. That's a shocker. 60% of them agreed on the use of force question. 60% of the Trump supportive, Dom, are all down for the use of force. And I'm not talking some faraway Trumpsters. Over 3,000 Wisconsinites surveyed for this study. 60% of Republicans in Wisconsin agreed on the use of force question and 46% on taking the law into their own hands, Dom.
Well, those were who strongly approved of Donald Trump. They're very strong approvals. And if you're very strongly approving of Donald Trump, then apparently you're 60% likely to agree that force is a means to an end.
I got one more point that I would like to make here with Paul Fanlin. Now, Fanlin notes, people who a generation ago would never dare tell a pollster that they might embrace violence are now willing to. The report said those numbers should be interpreted with great care. But still, he writes, how many of them are unwilling to share with pollsters they're also willing to utilize political force or violence if necessary, Dom? How many just didn't want to be impolite to the pollster?
Well, I mean, there's
not when anybody's looking.
Polling in general, you're assuming everyone that's saying something is speaking the truth or would actually follow through with it. It's easy to say that. Oh, yeah, I totally believe in that. It's another thing to actually physically be one of those 60% and follow through with that. So there might be some jawboning, going on there as well. So, yeah, I would think take great care. But still, Fanlin goes on. In recent days, Trump has publicly sided with an ex-Marine who put a chokehold on a disturbed, unruly man in a New York City subway and killed him. Predictably, Trump rushed to judgment, even though he did not appear to know much about what happened. That's usually how it works for Trump, wrote Philip Bump in a recent Washington Post analysis, headlined, Donald Trump is endlessly willing to endorse extrajudicial violence. Even with a limited awareness of details, he folds the incident into his favorite political frames. The first, that big cities run by liberal mayors are out of control, Bump wrote. Second, that extrajudicial responses to perceived threats are encouraged. Or more simply, Trump loves to talk about physically harming his opponents, and his devotees seem to love him for that. The Wisconsin study by UW-Madison's Center for Communications and Civic Renewal surveyed 3,031 demographically representative Wisconsinites to explore the civic consequences of political conflict. Many of the survey's findings seemed, happily or otherwise, aligned with conventional political wisdom in Wisconsin. I asked Mike Wagner, a UW-Madison journalism professor, and one of the study's three authors, about how unsurprising most of the findings seemed. A quote from Wagner. We've been studying this for more than a decade and have seen contentious politics get appreciably worse, and so we weren't very surprised to see the results that we saw. One thing that kind of stood out was the difference in Republicans' attitudes towards violence, especially the strong Trump-supporting Republicans, as compared to the others in terms of their willingness to endorse political violence. Another surprise to the authors, Wegner said, was how African-American respondents were more optimistic than their white counterparts on the condition of American democracy. Only 39% of black respondents agreed that democracy had weakened over time, while 70% of white respondents said it had. That figure was 73% among Republicans and 70% among self-described Christians. About that dichotomy, the authors wrote, quote, "Perceptions of greater democratic decline among white and Christian Wisconsinites may be a sign that people of color and religious minorities in the state were already more sensitized to democracy's shortcomings."
That's a nice way of putting it, isn't it, Dom? Life's been a crap sandwich for some. They're
welcome to the party, pal. Right. Alternatively, or in addition, members of dominant groups often perceive movement towards equality, including democratic equality, as oppression against their own group and as advantages they have held erode. Bingo, Phelan says. I thought to myself, what is the central promise of the Make America Great Again movement, if not a return to the white supremacy of past generations?
Now, Dom, when we started this little exercise with Paul Fanlon, you said, what's the old, you know, what's this Norman Rockwell aspirational,
traditional American whatever way of life?
Well, I think Paul Fanlon's trying to answer it for you, Dom. Make America Great Again is effectively make America white supremacist again. I think that's the argument he makes here, Tom.
Asked about the reaction by black respondents to the democracy question, Wegner noted, quote, "I would imagine that not really getting full citizen rights until the 60s certainly had something to do with that set of attitudes." Yeah, no doubt. And again, the Make America Great. What are you going back to? When was it great for those who didn't get full citizenship and hell still have to fight the systemic racism in our society? I continue on there. The UW report is titled Civic Fracture and Renewal in Wisconsin, and its authors understandably searched its findings for rays of hope. Among the positives was that 3 of 4 respondents agreed or strongly agreed that people should keep talking to people who have different opinions than they do. 844-967-2789. Creedy, that's what we're all about, man.
It absolutely is, but I almost tried to steal your thunder. Go nuts.
Still, you can about 60% of respondents said they had cut off a political conversation because of ideological disagreement, often with a family member or friend.
Yeah, you shut up.
You shut up. We're done here. Some 17% say they ended a friendship or connection with a family member over politics. And I wonder, you know, I kind of, there are some delays in my family as well, but we've come kind of circle. Maybe we haven't broached the political parts yet, but it was nice to take a break from some folks for a while. But I wonder how long term those things are.
Dominic, does it make you nervous at all to think that people mean us harm? You know, it's getting so bad out there, they think it's time to use a little political violence? Because they got to have targets for those violence.
No, man. I mean, I think there's a lot of gusto. I think there's a lot of chest beat. Now, are there legit fanatics? Of course they are. A bunch of them, you know, ransacked the Capitol when their messiah lost. But all in all, no, I think most people want to have the same needs and desires and wishes that everybody else, you know, family, security, health, you know, income, a roof over your head, those kinds of things.
Cold beer on Friday night.
Beer on Friday.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more.
This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HaveOffDeal.com.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Hear ye, everyone. The King Charles Latte has arrived. The English toffee and vanilla are so smooth. Find your royal treat at From the Ground Up Coffee House, Wisconsin Rapids. A royal thank you to this week's Pet of the Week sponsor, From the Ground Up Coffee House.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
On some common ground,
the Shaw, WAUK.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's the 420 break, so you better run to the phones. Give us a call. Air your grievances at 844-967-2789. See what I did there, Evan?
Dominic, I asked for that music, A Flock of Seagulls, because I got a little story I got to tell you, and I told you I was going to save it for the air. It's only bears telling once.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell it once to you and the audience. Everyone gets it once. So, Dom, I get out of bed this morning feeling pretty good. You know, so Friday, made it to the weekend damn near. Got one last show, a little bit of work to clean off my desk, and damn, we're going to have a great weekend. So I walk out to my car, and I've been parking on the street because, you know, we're a multi-car family now with teenagers. So a couple of cars in the driveway. And my daily driver is parked out underneath the tree.
Is your garage, you know, usable for parking, or is it full of junk?
Did I mention my wife's been assembling junk in the garage for a number of years?
Okay, all right.
We had the junk people out.
No cars in the garage.
Like, I took all the junk out and paid a service to come out and get the junk. My wife literally grabbed stuff out of the junk pile and stuck it back in the garage. I'm like, why would you do that? Why? It is...
One person's trash is another's treasure.
Absolutely trash. Absolutely. One example. We've got an electric snowblower, and my wife feels bad for the dogs in the backyard, so she will snowblow a path dogs can go do their business.
Yep.
Well, she forgot there was like a chain out there, like plastic cover chain. Well, that snowblower has that chain just wrapped around that cylinder about 100,000 times, right? I put that thing out there for the junk guys. My wife pulls it back in. Like, what are you going to... It's like a $100 part, brand new. It wasn't a Toro, let's say. So anyways, back to today. Yes, back to today's grievance. Yes,
the Flock of Seagulls grievance.
So I get to my car today, and I have never... experience this. I have a black car now, so I do notice when the birds find it. Eagles and like three bums, dude. My driver's side door was half brown from like the glass all the way. I'm like, oh my God. We have a condor or several living in our
neighborhood. You got a ghost, man? You got a, like a geese? No, no?
It was the most sickening thing I've ever seen. I like barely could open the door. I got in the car. And work is that way. And I went the other way, straight to the car wash. I couldn't even take it, man. I would. And you know, Dom, I like nice things. I'm a little lazy about taking care of the nice things, but I like nice things. But I was afraid to get in my own car, man. Like I was going to catch something from my car door. I have never been crap bombed like that in my life. I'm surprised they didn't put it on the front porch, light it on fire, and ring the doorbell, Tom. I mean, this took like, I think all the birds in the neighborhood were conspiring, dude.
Did you take a picture, man? I mean, did you record it for
us? It was like this. Just sliding down my door.
It's super fresh, too. That's even better.
844-967-2789. So my day has gotten better since then.
Barely.
So I go out.
I haven't crapped on you yet today, Crudy, but we got another hour and a half. We'll see what happens.
If I go in the parking lot, I'm gonna walk outside and check on my car at 5 o'clock. If I got, you know, half a wheelbarrow of bird crap on my car, man, someone's following him. It's a conspiracy. That's what I say.
That's what it is.
844-967-2789. Sorry to lead into you with that, Mark, but welcome to Friday.
Oh, good God. It's craptacular, man.
Nice.
It reminded me a lot of the governance of Scott Walker, but please continue.
You just knocked me out of the water with that one. But yeah, it's Republican governance at its best is how that we see it. Apparently now the Republicans have taken the ball and they want to go home with it now, but they don't want to negotiate anymore because apparently I'd like to know what demands that they think are so unreasonable that the Biden administration has been making for the
open borders. Let's impeach the man. You know, they've got a Title 42 inspired impeachment resolution against not only Mayorkas, but also against Joe Biden. The only problem is we've seen like a 50% reduction of immigrants at the border since Title 42 expired. So as soon as those numbers change, they're going to impeach the man over it. I mean, Mark, they live a completely different reality. And they're willing to do harm to you if necessary.
Well, and this is a question to tell Dom. I mean, are we at the point now where people on our side of the aisle are supposed to be going around armed and dangerous all the time now because we don't know what the heck is going to be coming at us? I mean, not that I want to live in a society like that but have we gone that far? I mean, it is just, it's kind of scary.
It can be scary, Mark, no doubt. I mean, listen, are we there in some way, shape, or form? Certainly. Look at all the things going on in the world. But as a politically targeted above and beyond, I don't know. I mean, 60% of those that strongly endorse Trump are down for the statement that, what, you may have to use that the traditional way of life and somehow may have to use force to save it. I mean, those are words. I don't know how many of those would actually follow through and do it.
I would come
967-2789.
Today's lucky bird and guest of honor is named Pease.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
Conversation that's not confined.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Ron and Jones Garden in Custer opens for the season on Saturday, May 20th. You can visit the nursery, take a self-guided garden walk and sculpture tour. They're open 8 to 4, 7 days a week at 3209 Custer Road. Next week, you can watch hockey for free at the 10th annual Mosey Leppin Classic Adult Hockey Tournament, May 25th through the 27th, with games starting at 6 p.m. It'll be at the Ice Hawks Arena in Stevens Point. They'll have good food, raffles, and entertainment each night from 7:30 to 11:30. The bands playing are 2-Hour Notice on Thursday, Tailwater on Friday, and Miles Wangren Band on Saturday. Friday night's benefit game at 6 is for Hazel Sexton, a 2-year-old girl with a brain tumor. Come help support our youth hockey program and Hazel fundraiser. For more information, visit icehawkshockey.net or Stevens Point Adult Hockey on Facebook. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The friendliest bar in the area is Jammer's Bar & Grill on Eagle Road in Rapids. Try $2 Tuesdays. Any beer, cans, bottles, mugs, any brand, all day, $2. Saturday and Sunday, try Jammer's soon-to-be-famous 5-beer bucket special. Any domestic beer you want, mix and match, $10. Delicious burgers, brats, chicken, and all your favorite apps. Don't forget Jammer's has plenty of space for your next party. That's Jammer's Bar & Grill, 2810 Eagle Road. You're going to love it here.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2023 Bank of America N.A.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Wants to remind a Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Wants to remind a Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 41 tonight under clear skies, northwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 72. Partly cloudy skies, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 46. Mid-70s, Sunday and Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 57.
Republican, conservative bag of Trumpster political violence. It makes me nervous, although I will readily admit, we've been to tons of Trump rallies. I've never once felt any fear for my personal safety from the assembled.
And you would assume that those who are assembled at a Trump rally would probably fall within that category of super, super Trump supporters that this study refers to.
Well, we've
so 60%, according to the survey, 60% of every crowd that we've been in would, what, do violence if they thought their American way of life was somehow in jeopardy.
Only, I think, if they could do so anonymously or without recourse or without fear for their own personal safety. Because I didn't see a lot of brave souls in those crowds, Tom. You know,
well, I mean, Trump is a perfect example. He talks all sorts of trash. Oh, they're going to go in there even if I didn't have a weapon. Are you kidding me? I mean, Trump would, I mean, in any sort of physical altercation, Trump would lose his ass. You know what I'm saying? But he's a big talker, and I think there's a lot of that out there. Now, are there those that are would actually follow through? Certainly, man. Those, the Proud Boys, the Nationalists, the, you know, whatever. Pick your racist, white racist nationalist group. They're there, but that's certainly not a majority.
Not those that would have the courage to actually go out and be a lone wolf, right? I'm not encouraging that. I'm just saying there's no real leadership amongst the mob. The mob gives them strength, but there's no leadership amongst the mob. But of course, Donald Trump, well, he sure appointed the mob.
Sure did.
At least on January 6th.
Marched down there and I'll be with you. I mean, that seems like a pretty good motivator if you're in the mob, if you're in the mob rules situation. I mean, you know, you've been in a couple of those, you know, riotous kind of things.
As have you. Just because you didn't go down for them like I did doesn't mean you weren't there. Some of us were more persuadable in our youthful indiscretions.
And some of us had the little, you know, that little sound in your head saying, don't do that. That's a really bad idea. Although it did seem fun. I did make a gesture towards the vehicle, but I did not engage because my bells went off.
The vehicle, you know, when my bell went off is when the vehicle left its axis and got to about 45 degrees and appeared ready to tip off its axis and roll over. At that point, my brain said, oh, no, you're in trouble now. A little bit later than that, when someone opened a gas cap and gasoline poured all over 3rd Street in La Crosse and some numbnut caught it on fire and the tear gassing started in real earnest, it all kind of devolved from there. But I can tell you, I've been amongst that mob think, you know, I've been in those crowds.
Right, right. And that's a thing. There's no doubt. That is a thing. But, you know, that, and it's funny, our protests were what? We didn't want to go home. Everyone was shrooming. Tastes great, less filling was the chant of the night. I mean, it was just so stupid and silly. A bunch of college kids.
Would you be more forgiving of the insurrectionist January 6th crowd if you learned that the shrooms were in D.C. that day and everybody was blooming?
I mean, if that were the case, I don't think they would have done what they did.
844-967-2789. Jeff from Waukesha got a grievance for us this Friday, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, I put the show on once in a while. It's usually about this time. I can't catch it every day. And I like what you guys are trying to do and everything like that. I support your cause and everything. Love to hear your commentary. I just have one problem. Is I don't know. There's times when I turn the show on and I'm wondering if I'm listening to a replay of another show because I have an issue with it. Seems like you guys just keep talking about January 6th and the Josh Cole thing in Wisconsin and... You know, I think I got that guy's name, Josh Cole. Is that right?
Josh Cole, yep. He's the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, that's correct.
Jeff, we haven't gotten satisfaction on these issues, so we often revisit them. We feel like justice has not been delivered.
I'm just saying it'd be nice if you guys had a different subject. It'd keep me more engaged because...
What do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Every day.
Jeff, I wanted to talk about a Democrat that might run against Mike Gallagher up in Green Bay, Kristen Lierley. That's my next topic. You want to go there with us?
Well, actually, I don't know much about Green Bay or that person, but you did prompt me with a question of what do I want to talk about?
Sure.
Is that still an option?
Yeah. What do you want to talk about, Jeff? It's Friday. You can air your grievances.
Oh, no, it's just a question. I like you guys' opinion. I want to hear you guys' opinion. Now, I've heard a story in California they're going to allow for police officers to no longer have a American citizenship requirement. I'm wondering if you had heard about the job and if you, you know, if you heard about the about that happening, and where do you think it would lead, where it's going to go, you know?
Well, Jeff, I had not heard an American citizenship requirement, but I know when I served in the U.S. Armed Forces, there was not a citizenship requirement. In fact, some people were trying to earn their citizenship through service in the armed services. I know in Milwaukee specifically, it used to be a residency requirement, and I thought it was good for the community of Milwaukee. I think it's good for any city that their cops, their firefighters live amongst them, live in their community. You know, we all have more of a vested interest in our communities, the ones we live in, Jeff. And so I guess I think that that's something that's important, Jeff, and I'd like to see it reinstituted in a city like Milwaukee. Now, I'm going to turn you back on, Jeff. I'm going to give you one more crack. You were a little bit loud. So any other thoughts? I don't know. Did I answer your question?
Yeah, sort of. You commented on how they should live in the city, but you didn't mention that it'd be okay if they were immigrants. I think
I'd be okay if they were immigrants as long as they were here on a lawful immigration status, just like those that serve in the U.S. military. Like, I think even some Dreamers serve. But don't we want those sort of people, Jeff, those that would put themselves on the line for our country, for our communities, whatever the case may be? I mean, courage comes from all different sources. And if it happens to be an immigrant that's willing to take that job, Jeff, we need more cops, don't we?
Yeah. I'm just wondering what your opinion is. I thought maybe there'd be some pushback. I appreciate your commentary, and I'll stay tuned. Hopefully you guys can find some new subjects. Thanks.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned to the 5 o'clock hour, and we got a Fonnie Willis Fulton County update for you. We've got all sorts of, you know, Trump illegalities issues that are still going on that have yet to be resolved. But appreciate your input, Jeff.
You know how I was going to pull it all back around?
Oh.
Well, you know, Mike Gallagher, the Republican in the 8th CD of Wisconsin, that's the Green Bay area, he was very courageous on January 6th. He came out on CNN and he said, you know, do the right thing. This is violent uprising. This is an insurrection, effectively. And subsequently, he's kind of gone silent. So, Jeff, sorry, I keep referring back to those that don't have courage beyond the moment. And Mike Gallagher, who has served his country and, you know, otherwise seems like a pretty smart guy. Gallagher, in other circumstances, I mean, in a different time when we were less polarized, we would invite a guy like Mike Gallagher on the show. We're playing out in Green Bay right now. In fact, I invited, and we're having on next Friday, Jeff, you better stick around for this, regular Joe Gigante has been invited back, and I believe he's accepted. He's going to join us next Friday on the air. Well, I've invited him again, and now we finally meshed a time.
Okay, so you've invited him. This is now the second time. First time you were rebuffed, and now you guys have come to an agreement.
We were rebuffed.
Well, he didn't show up the first time you asked, so what would you call
it? He was busy.
He was all right.
Otherwise engaged. He was washing his hair like you're often doing. I've invited you to do stuff, and I'm lucky if I get a response.
And listen, Jeff, come on, man. Trump and his mob tried to, you know, overthrow the election, take over the government, call it what you want. I mean, seditious conspiracy. We haven't put any of these things to bed yet. And you got all these Republicans coming out with their BS reports about this and that, but no convictions. You know what I'm saying? So in trying to totally dismantle or dismiss the Mueller report, you know, go read that stuff. These things are still hot. These things are still happening. The people that were involved in all of this, the ringleaders are still walking around, man. So, yeah, I get it. You know, it seems like we're talking about the same thing, but until we get some justice on this, until some comeuppance, I think it's kind of an important thing to continually come back around to. Because you listen to the right, they're not going to talk about it.
844-967-2789. I think I agree with Jeff from Waukesha when I hear you talk about it. Seems sort of boring. Alan from Madison. Welcome, Alan. What do you got for us?
Hey, Alan.
Those are turkeys up in the tree.
Oh, maybe. Oh, maybe, Alan.
Think think about it as a 20-pound dog, maybe two or three of them sitting up there.
Oh, my. Alan.
You get with a turkey.
It was like an avalanche of guano on my shiny car this morning. I was humbled. I could not produce something of that.
No. I don't know. You do a hell of a job every day on the radio, Crudy.
They flock together. So, you know, you get a kind of a chorus of guano.
What about the Sandhill Cranes? I know we've got some cranes in the neighborhood. Our buddy Joel Clayfish thinks they're the ribeye of the sky. He'd eat them. But I have to worry about them crapping on the
cranes.
What's that, Alan?
I don't think so. I've never seen one of them up in a tree. They're ground. They got too long of legs to be standing up in there.
Oh, they fly over the fence at the baseball diamond. Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, a lot of people think turkeys don't fly, but they fly like crazy.
They're aggressive.
Night, they go up in the trees.
Here, we've got lots of urban turkeys here. I've had them on the back door at work. One last Friday night was chasing me back in the building. Maybe he followed me home and crapped up my car, Alan.
He found a mark.
I'm in Parkwood Hills, and that was on national news about 20 years ago because the turkeys were chasing the kids that went to school, pecking on their backpacks because they had food in them. And it was on national news.
Well, if they just let the kids pack, they could bring their own lunches, Tom Turkey style.
Well, you might have some eaten sandwiches on your car then.
Alan, so I never considered that I had been turkey bombed.
Yeah, I think you got the turkey tea. So anyway, I thought it'd help you understand what's going on. I always think of turkeys as little dogs running around because I got a 13-pound dog, and you know turkeys will get up to 20 pounds, and my 13-pound dog will lay some big ones out there in the yard.
I think this conversation's devolving now, Alan. We're gonna move on for now. I know I started it, but I'm also gonna end it. Moving on. Although, Jeff, are you entertained? I ask you, are you entertained?
There you go. Be careful what you wish for, Jeff.
Immigrant cops. I had not heard that one. Are we down for immigrant cops as long as they aren't breaking laws? You know, by
work status, they're working on all sorts of jobs in this country. Sure. I mean, whatever. I mean, now you're going to have a problem if you get shot and by an immigrant cop? Is that the beef? I guess I'm not clear.
I noticed at the RNC convention next summer, we've exempted from local ordinance, the 15-day police body camera release?
Yes, and Fallone, man, what the hell? No public input?
Is that our boy, Ed Fallone? Former Supreme Court candidate, constitutional scholar Ed Fallone? Waiver of 15-day ordinance requirements, Ed Fallone? I think I got his cell phone. We should call him. See what's up.
Yeah, you should see that man a text.
844-967-2789. You can text us, but I prefer phone calls.
It's time to turn Fridays into Fri-yays with WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com. You'll find deals for spots around town like restaurants, spas, and more. This Friday at 8 a.m., you'll save 50% on another great local business.
This week's deal is from Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe. Get a $50 gift card for just $25. That's right, $50 for just $25. From sweet treats to five-star Italian beefs. Becky's Sugar Shack Bakery and Cafe in Adams Friendship.
Save this Friday at 8 a.m. at WFHR.HiveHopDeal.com.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nacoosa. This week's flavor of the week is Irish Cream. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
573 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently,
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us there. Your grievances at 844-967-2789. Love that song, Evan, man. The live version of Tom Petty and Prince playing guitar is just amazing. Thank you.
Paul from Oconomowoc. Be amazing, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, sir. So I was just tuning. I heard your broadcast. Who's the veteran? Who served?
I did.
You did?
Yes, sir.
In the United States Army then? Or?
I did. I joined the U.S. Army Reserve in August of 1990, 8 days after Iraq invaded Kuwait. Got all trained up, graduated on a Friday, the Tuesday prior. They changed orders, and I was fortunate, Paul. I never had to serve overseas. I thought I was signing up for 1 year in a war zone. That's what I thought I was signing up for. But fortunately, back then, they didn't send reservists, and I was a reservist. They didn't send us continuously like they did in the next Persian Gulf War. But I served, and I lucked out. I didn't actually have to do any bloody sort of service, Paul, if you know what I mean.
I get that. Yeah, I, too, am a veteran. I'm a little older than you are. I served, I enlisted in the summer of 69 and served till the summer of 72, actually.
Wow, that's a lot of time in the Army. Were you an Army guy, Paul?
Well, when I was a kid, I thought, you know, that's the way to go. And I was, you know, I had to get out of Dodge when I was 18. I had to get out of the house. So I had always planned an enlisting, and I did. I think if you look back at the record books, at the time, they were accepting guys who either you served your country or you went to jail kind of guys, you know. And since I enlisted, I was kind of an odd duck, but I spent a year in training, and then I was sent to Vietnam in January of 71.
And what was your MOS, Paul, or were you infantry?
I was a turbine engine mechanic.
You must have been smarter than me.
Oh, I knew how to bend a wrench, that's all. I mean, all the training I had was just unbelievable, but you got in country, all we did was change engines. I could teach you that in half an hour. They're not that.
Well, a smarter man, perhaps, Paul, I'd take all day. But you got a grievance, man? How can we serve you this Friday afternoon, Paul?
Well, you know, I really try to keep an open mind these days. And, I might be cursed. I watch Fox News. I watch, the other channels too. After I got out of the service, I went to college, graduated from college and got smart and went to trade school. And, I just retired from, I have my own company, my own business, installing windows and doors.
Nice.
Yeah, that went well. Yeah, you know.
Congrats on your retirement.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of
radio guys can't aspire to retire, Paul. We just got to hope we die before the money runs out.
Oh my God! Yeah, I guess. Well, there's always hope. You know, you probably got talents you haven't scratched on yet. But, I'm really worried about the country. We're so divided now, it makes things harder. I'm really worried about all these folks coming across the Rio Grande. I mean, we know nothing about these people. And, you know, you learn in the service that it's all about hearts and minds. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter what color you are.
Paul, why don't we embrace them? Why don't we need workers? I mean, here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got an astronomically low unemployment rate, and we definitely need labor sort of workers, not just skilled workers. So I'm not sure why we vilify these people at the border, why we don't embrace them more often, or why we can't come to the table and find some sort of compromise on green cards or something. You know, governance, I think they call it, Paul.
Well, you know, the part that worries me is we don't know man jack. I mean, there's a lot of gotaways. You hear these the number of terrorists that have come in this country unvetted.
But they can come in on an airplane, Paul. They don't have to walk across the river, or they can come across the Canadian border, man. We're never going to keep, you know, we are effectively a porous border because we've got airplane service flying in all day, every day.
Well, you still have to be on a manifest if you fly take part in aircraft travel.
Well, Paul, you
got to give a name. And
it doesn't sound like, and I'm not assuming you're, politics are different than mine, Paul, but, you know, you're calling in today and you said you're trying to be open-minded. So let me ask you.
Oh, sure. Okay.
We can still talk, right? I don't know if you agree with my politics, but you love your kids or your grandkids, right, Paul?
Oh, sure. Why not? Yeah.
Me too.
Why not?
Me too. And I like having a couple beers on a Friday night with my neighbors, you know, excepting Dom. He drinks all the tequila, but most people I like having over, Paul, on a Friday night. I mean, I think at the end of the day, Paul, there's so much here as Wisconsinites that we have in common. And I love Tommy Thompson. And people in my side of the aisle, like, how can you love Tommy Thompson? You know why? Because I never doubted that the guy loved Wisconsin. The guy loved this state, right?
You did a lot for the DNR.
Well, Paul, you loved your country enough to go enlist, you know, maybe jail was the alternative, but I love my country enough to enlist. And we may not be the same guys, Paul, but down deep, I think we probably share a lot of the same characteristics. We love our country. We love our state. We love our families. And you know what, Paul? Every immigrant I know is probably more law-abiding than guys like Dom and I, because I got white privilege, man. I break the law all the time, Paul. I'll be honest with you. Most of my immigrant friends, they would never imagine doing that because they feel like they're living in the shadows.
Well, I feel a lot of these, a lot of folks that come in this country are motivated, or else they wouldn't come here. And I find that a lot of Americans now, we have never had occupying troops on this country other than England back in 1812. And peace is. Well, look at Rome. What happened to the Romans? You know, they got really lackadaisical. They're
incest and lead pipes, Paul.
No, Christ, everything. You know, I do know my history a little bit, but I think in some ways this country is falling in line with the way the Roman Empire went, which is saddening. But it you know, in the end. You know, the reason why history repeats itself is because human nature never changes.
Paul, got to cut you short there because we're about out of time, man. But appreciate you listening and participating. I didn't even hear a grievance. We're all a little troubled for our nation. But if we keep drinking beers together on Friday and listening to...
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets, and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports